I'm joined by K's head coach, Stuart McIntyre, of today's 1-1 draw at Sittingbourne. Stuart, 1-1, was that a fair result?
I think it probably was a fair result on the day. You know, we kept them down to just a few chances, long-range shots. We probably had four or five reasonable chances ourselves. A little bit, I've said to the players, I think if you be a little bit more direct, a little bit more selfish, maybe you'll score. We always seem to be looking to play people in rather than just sort of go for goal. But overall, you know, to come here, difficult conditions, I think a point is not too bad.
How big a factor was the pitch today? It looked in fairly bad condition.
Well, I think a good example of how much of a factor was the ball that dropped in front of Adolf, I think 20-25 minutes, and he went to shoot and his standing foot just slipped away from him. There was a couple of times Dean Lodge and Asher Hudson were trying to play sort of 1-2s or play around people, feet just wouldn't move, so it was a factor. But it was a factor for both sides. It was quite an open game considering the conditions, and I think it balanced out. You know, it didn't just go against us. You know, there were times when it probably went for us as well. So, yeah.
At one up fairly late on in the game, given we've kept two clean sheets all season, was it perhaps a bit inevitable that we were going to let one in?
I tell you what, we are trying to major on it but laugh at the same time at the moment, because it just seems that we cannot keep a clean sheet. We spoke about it in the changing room after the game, and the sort of consensus is that we stepped off a little bit. One person put pressure on the ball and got beat. It's hard, but I've said to Luke as well, I need him making a worldie every now and again. Every now and again, I want him a shot that people think is going to be a goal, and he makes a save, like the second half last week at home. So, but you know, away from home, they've got nothing to lose. You know, they're piling forward, they're throwing men forward. We just have to move on to the next game.
Is it something that plays on the players' minds, particularly the goalkeeper in defence?
It must. But I will be fair to the players. We're aware of it, but we're not sort of sitting deep. We're not sitting back on top of the keeper. I think it was just a situation where maybe he looks as if he's going to play people in, a runner in, and we've stepped off of him, and then we couldn't quite get the pressure back on the ball to stop the shot. Luke's not happy. We conceded a goal again, and that in itself is a good sign. So we'll hopefully get the benefit very soon of a clean sheet. You know, we have to start putting a run of clean sheets together.
Craig Linton came back, joined the club this week, and started today. Possibly when he wasn't going to, he brought it at the last minute. How do you think he played today?
I thought he did okay. He's a little bit ring rusty. He hasn't played in the first 11 at Maidenhead for a few weeks. Just had some reserve football, but he did enough to tell us that he's going to be an asset. I've been talking to Craig since the summer. It's not something that just happened out of the blue. He had been patient at Maidenhead trying to get back in, but my perseverance, I think, has paid off. He's joined us. Brodie was due to start today but pulled a calf muscle in the warm-up, so Craig got straight in and he got on with the job. He seemed to compliment, strangely enough, Tommy Moorhouse. Seemed to make Tommy a better player, so... or have Tommy have a better influence on the game, so there was positives in that area.
And at the back, so Danny Lavender partnered Seals today. Is that going to be your preferred partnership, or was that because Taylor was unfit?
Taylor was injured again. Richard was the intention was Richard would have started today. He's had a bit of a knock on his foot at training, which he doesn't remember getting, but it obviously happened because you can see the bruising. He had a fitness test today, and there was no way that he could start the game. So Danny kept his place, and I would say overall, you know, sort of pretty much did what needed to be done. I've said to the players, it's still an area that I'm looking at, because I feel that an awful lot of balls coming into the box, we can have a better result, if you like, from it. And it's something that we'll be working on in training. And it should go a long way to clean sheets. You know, if you clear your lines, you get clean sheets. So, yeah, I think there's a lot more positives today than last week. I definitely would say that, and hopefully we can build from here.
One of the positives there, I thought Dean Lodge took his goal very, very well.
He did. Dean's a good player. It's such a shame that he's had so many niggly little injuries. He's been very unlucky in the last 4 or 5 weeks. He's a dangerous football player. You know, I don't think players at this level can really deal with him. And when his confidence is high, and he does things like that, he looks like a very good player for us. He also puts the work in coming back. You know, his work rate defensive, from a defensive point of view, is tremendous as well. So I think he's a real asset.
And can I ask you about the training ground as well? I know we've talked about that in recent weeks. Are you satisfied that that's all sorted now, or is there still some work to be done?
On Monday night, we trained at Colliers Wood, and the facility that we're given is good. You know, the players are a lot happier. Unfortunately, the weather put all of the training off, not just our training, but Colliers Wood's first team as well didn't train on Thursday. So, you know, that's going to be a little niggle. But we're also working behind the scenes on other things, and we need to, as a football club, be positive and keep our options, you know, keep as many options open as we possibly can. But now Colliers Wood are looking after us really well. Players are happy to be on grass. The goals are mobile, so we should now be able to, weather permitting, train properly.
So looking ahead to Tuesday's game at Met Police, Maz wasn't playing today, Martin Lee wasn't playing today. Are they likely to feature on Tuesday?
It will depend. Maz is on a training course, a football training course, and I just advise him to concentrate on that this week, because he hasn't been able to train at all this week because of it. Martin's got flu, and would have played if he had been up to it, but I had to leave him out. He just wasn't fit enough. Scott Corbett, same, flu, wasn't able to feature. But these boys today, they've given me a headache, because they've made selection that little bit harder, which is what we're asking for.